WOLB. Now broadcasting live at WOLBBaltimore.com.
And now it's time for Tight Knit Movement Radio, the Tight Knit Movement Radio Show, where we inform our listeners about solutions and opportunities connected to our affiliate businesses and events. And now, your host for Tight Knit Movement Radio, Eartha Harris.
Hi, this is Elaine, along with Danielle, our other partner. Eartha is on our way to Virginia to a wedding, so the two of us going to be, and along with Troy, is going to be handling the show today. We have some special guests in the studio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hi, Troy, are you on? Okay, so until Troy gets on, we just want to say hello to the listeners. Hope everyone is having a good day today. The weather's great.
Oh, there
hey, Troy, there you go.
Okay, yeah. I heard Elaine open up the show, sounding wonderful. What's going on, everybody?
Hey, Troy.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good, good. Is that Tavon Mason?
Yes, it is.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Troy?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, doing good.
Yeah, and as Elaine said, Elaine Fordham, we got Daniel Hodges, we got Tavon Mason in the studio. I'm Troy Rawlings, calling all the way from Burbank, California. Do I sound pretty good? Am I sounding clear?
Troy, you sound perfect. Great.
Crisp.
Okay, make sure I'm loud and clear. I don't sound like I'm on a CB regular. I'm on the road. Just trying to make sure everything's good. I can't lie. I'm at the drive thru McDonald's getting food for my daughter. That's how we do it. Oh. Making it happen.
Hello, Zoe. Hi, Zoe.
Say hi, Zoe.
Oh, she's not talking today.
She says she wants her McDonald's.
Yeah,
okay.
Get them nuggets.
And that's where her interests lie today, on McDonald's.
That's how kids do. You know, I say, you live around the world on radio. She's looking at me like, get this phone on my face.
I'm ready to eat today.
I'm ready to eat. Pass that sausage McMuffin.
Right.
But today I just want to say we have to give a shout out to Eartha Harris, our host, leader of Tight Knit, who put this thing together back in February of this year, and it started as a small half-an-hour show, and now it's an hour long. We got special guests like former NFL wide receiver from the New York Jets, Tavon Mason, who's going to talk about the stuff he's doing with the children in the community.
Really?
Yeah, you did. See that? I ain't saying she a gold digger.
No, that I'm not. But of course, he has his friend here.
You said, but she ain't.
Yeah,
you are.
No scrubs. Just
right. Troy, you are a mess.
Yes, he is.
No, but I appreciate. But those that don't know about the Tight Knit Movement Radio Show, we just want to let you know that we, it's, even though it's a worldwide show and people can listen to it on the internet live right now, we broadcast live from Baltimore at Radio 1 Studios, 10 a.m. every Saturday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. We're interested in knowing what's going on in the community, but we work with our affiliates, people we're connected to, people we have some kind of relationship with. And it's not hard to get in touch with us and build a relationship through your business, through your events. You can always call Eartha Harris and find out more about the Tight Knit Movement at 443-655-7198. That's 443-655-7198. And also today we're going to, you know, if you want to call in sometime today, we'll give you the number for that a little later. We have Elaine Fordham. If you didn't know, Elaine Fordham is the owner and operator of Isis Lounge right in the historic art district of Baltimore, Maryland. Elaine, tell them a little bit about Isis Lounge.
Okay,
Troy, not a problem. Wow. Of course, I'm always happy to talk about Isis.
Yes.
You know, Isis is located at 228 Park Avenue. It's a couple blocks right up from the First Merit Arena and about five blocks from the baseball stadium. We have parties. We open Monday. Actually, we open 7 days a week now. Seven days a week. We have Monday. We have
great place to have Monday night football events. Table.
Monday night, Sunday.
I'm glad I got to come on. We've been trying to put on. Erica's here with me. My publicist and helps with the foundation. And
hey,
we've been looking for a place to do kind of a meet and greet and a book coming out. Coming out for my book I released.
That
e-book.
Would be nice.
So we're looking for a nice space.
That would be nice. I need you to contact Troy. I'm sorry, Corey or Gary. And you know, we have next door. We just opened a hookah lounge.
Okay.
So it's really awesome. It's really awesome. But you know, we have real good drink specials. On Mondays we have like happy hours every day. But on Tuesday we have a $3 shot nights.
Okay.
And it's like $3 shot nights for the regular, and then the $5 shots for the top shelf.
Okay.
And then on Wednesday we have dollar crabs. And the crabs are, mouthwatering.
Ooh.
Real good.
Right on point.
Yeah. That sounds awesome.
Right on point.
So just come on out and see ISIS. ISIS, again, is located at 228 Park Avenue, right downtown. So, you know, parking is free after 6 o'clock. So that's not a problem.
That's right.
Can't be.
That's right. Excellent. Yes.
No need to say there's nothing to do in Baltimore.
Right.
There's a lot of things to do in Baltimore and around town in different spots. Definitely, Daniel Hodges, for those that don't know, Daniel Hodges, you may have heard about Something Special Catering. Daniel also has her own blend of spices, a seasoning called Pinch of Perfection.
Oh, Daniel? Yes. I can attest to that. I can definitely attest to that.
Right. I need some samples. I need some samples off of that.
Did you bring something today for our guest? No. Oh, my.
I actually do have some in the car.
Oh,
okay.
That's right there by itself. You want to try too.
I'm excited.
On the radio, I don't know if you know, Elaine, but on the radio, everybody heard you have a food orgasm.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Did you hear that?
Right.
You know, I wasn't going to say anything.
All right, Troy, you weren't supposed to put that out there, Troy.
No, you put that out there.
Let their mind wonder, okay?
Hey, that's what it was. It's good food to make you do that.
Right.
Yes, it will.
But let me tell you, let me just say this, because Danielle's not going to say it. I know she doesn't mention this part. But Baltimore had its own chicken and waffle house some years back. Maybe 2002, was it?
Yes, it was. 2002 and 3, yes.
And that's when I met Danielle. Yes. And she had Chandonnay's Chicken Waffle House over on Eastern Avenue. And this place got voted the best soul food restaurant in Baltimore in their debut year. As soon as they opened.
Wow. Really?
And that was so awesome, yeah.
The food, she's amazing. Amazing chef, amazing catering company. Daniel, tell me a little bit about Something Special Catering.
Thank you, Troy. You are just so kind. So kind. Something Special Caterers. We cater anything from a small intimate affair to a large banquet, wedding, you know, whatever your heart desires. We always make sure that both our food and service is of high quality.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And once again, I'd love to say that we have a 100% customer satisfaction rate to date. And that's a great thing. You know, I take pride in that because it is so important for my customers to be satisfied with both our service and product.
That means that we have to definitely come back.
Right. Yes. Right. Yes. You mean, what's the sense of your customers not willing to return? And also, tell someone else about you because your best advertisement is going to be word of mouth.
That's true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And how do people get in touch with you with Something Special Catering?
My website is www.somethingspecial.com. That's SUMMTHINCIAL. Something Special. It's a little phonetically spelled, but
Maxwell version.
Original. It's original.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Or I can be reached at area code 410-493-7858.
And what about yourself, Troy? You're on the West Coast. What's going on?
Yes, what's going on with you, Troy?
I'm on the West Coast. People don't know, of course, I'm an entertainer. I do comedy. I host events. That's what actually brought me to California to work in the TV and film industry. I wanted to learn about TV and film, so I said, let me go where it's happening. And I've been to California now 5 years. Great things have been happening.
Good.
I have a comedy tour that's going on.
Good.
And tomorrow, all my San Diego folks that are tuned in and are checking us out, I'll be in San Diego tomorrow for my 8th show there in less than a year.
So nice.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yo, thank you so much. I appreciate the conscious comedy people. And that's my raw, because people go online and say, oh, he's raw and cut. That's my raw and cut clean show, for those that didn't know. I do a clean version as well. You know, you have to be
able to work clean. It's always nice.
Troy, I must say, I do love your raw uncut. It is quite hilarious.
Thank you. This is a family show. Thank you for loving it, though. and it's awesome because the Conscious Comedy Explosion, McKenna Goggin with her husband have been so so gracious to me over the past year and opening their doors and, you know, doing something. It's different when you're doing something different. You know, my show is like a Vegas-type show where the average comedian is going and they may do 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour. You know, I do a two-hour show with animation.
Mm.
Wow.
It's interactive. It's interactive with the audience. It's,
yeah.
You know, so a lot of people bring me in. Shout-out to the Black Tiger Motorcycle Club. I'll be back in the Baltimore area, well, Hunt Valley area in November for a huge event. And it started as a book tour, working with authors. I have a marketing promotion company. I work with a lot of authors, helping them take their book from creative to even setting up their book signings and events like that. And I was working with one of my authors, an author by the name of Yonder, in a book called What I Do is Taboo. And I noticed that we would, you know, it's like a Zane book. If you ever heard of Zane,
mm-hmm. It
pretty much was like Zane, erotic fiction. Now, please, you hear in the background is my daughter asking for more food. Please? You have no courtesy about me being on the phone. You don't care nothing. Please, no. Give me some food.
Well, please let me know when in November, because last time you came, Troy, I was out of town, so I want to make sure that I'm here so I can attend
that. We're setting up another event, too. It's always the weekend before Thanksgiving.
The weekend? Oh, good, because I'll be out of town.
But I'm setting up another event, and we're just finalizing everything that's going to be at the Historic Arts Social Club, because the event for the Black Tiger Motorcycle Club is already sold out.
Oh.
So you can't... Yeah,
oh, wait a minute. No. I'm a tight-knit member. We always have access.
You have to find us an intro.
Yeah. I'll
absolutely. Work it out.
I need people to help me sell books, so I'll make sure you're at the table.
Oh, yes.
Well, that will work.
Not a problem. Anything. Well, almost anything. Yeah.
See how it works. But yeah, so if people want to get in touch with me and find out more about what I'm doing, I'll be in San Diego tomorrow. I have a California, I call it the grassroots tour. A lot of times, because of the type of show I do, I don't get a chance to just hit at the normal comedy spots and do a little comedy. So I'm starting to do a lot more of that in Los Angeles again. And there's some TV projects in the works, but just stay tuned. So I'm excited about that.
Oh, good.
So it's just a grind. It's just a grind. But for those who want to get in touch with me, hit me up on Twitter, at Troy Rawlings. That's TROYRAWLINGS. Or if you Google me, Troy Rawlings, TROYRAWLINGS, you'll find out everything about me and you can reach me. I'm not hard to get in touch with.
Danielle, did he say TV? He said TV soon, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, absolutely. So yeah, we got connections, don't we, Danielle?
Yes. Troy, we seem to have a caller on the line. Is that correct,
yeah.
Lee?
That is correct, Jay.
Well, it's about that time for the artist spotlight. So let's bring in that caller and see what's going on.
Yeah, that's Jay, Troy. We have Jay on the line.
Okay.
Yes.
Jay?
Hey, how are you all?
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Good. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
It's free gas.
Yes, I understand it's going quite well.
Yes, it is.
It's going quite well. Indeed.
Excellent.
Hey, Jay, I saw you earlier, Jay.
$15.
Down, girl.
Jay.
Right, for those that don't know, let me let you know. Today is the community Baltimore Community Appreciation Day.
Community Appreciation Day.
The one and only warrior lawyer himself, J. Wendell Gordon. And for those that, it may be too late for you to get out there. It might be in at the 150th car yet, but J. Wendell Gordon himself and his law office giving away free gas to the first 150 cars.
Wow.
Yes, and the line
That's
is
right.
out around the corner, down the street,
right.
everywhere. Jay, I saw you early. We took a picture together. Remember me?
Yeah.
Okay. That's right.
They done went and got their gas already.
But you know what? The lines were too long, Troy. I couldn't stand in the line, so I just wanted to say hi.
Troy,
that is not why
she went to that station anyway, okay? It wasn't for gas.
But the lines were long. And I'm glad, you know what I mean? Because I already bought the gas. You know, I paid for the gas last week. So
Wonderful.
I don't want the gas to remain in the tank.
Right.
Wow.
You know, come on out. Make sure that we gave out all the gas. Don't just let it happen by chance. I don't want the gas to remain in the tank. I want to make sure that the community gets it because they need it more than the ground.
So let's give the information out to the folks. You're on the corner of Liberty Heights and Berwyn?
Berwyn Avenue, right across from the Marion Boscom Senior Fire Station.
Liberty Heights and Berwyn Avenue, right across from the fire station, they're giving out free gas. $15 worth of free gas.
Yep.
Jay, was any of the radio stations, I mean, I'm sorry, the TV stations there, you know, advertising this? Because I saw it on the radio, on the TV earlier.
And I heard it was on TV, and I heard it was on the radio, but they haven't been out here. They missed something true.
Wow, and I tried to contact them, but the numbers that I had to track to contact Fox 44, it was what sent me to a voicemail. So, I mean, we need to know.
Oh, there's still a lot of cars out there, Jay.
We got social media on top of it. You know, check out
Your
Lawyer on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that. LinkedIn, you name
it. Got him in a different state.
Social media is way on top of it. Yes, indeed. How y'all doing today?
We're doing wonderful, but Jay, let me say that is such a wonderful thing that you are doing today, and I so appreciate you for it.
Definitely.
Thank you.
And for those that may be online and you want to get some more information about it, to find out more about it, the website is www.gordon@law.com. Gordon@law.com, and you'll find out the address, what's going on. But Jay Wendell Gordon, the Warrior Lawyer, this is his community appreciation day. He's giving back to the community that's blessed him, and he said, you know, he's a Baltimore brat. And Jay, you at Morgan State University. Where'd you go to law school?
Morgan State University for college, University of Baltimore for law school. So, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, he's a Morganite.
Baltimore.
Oh, okay.
Yes, indeed.
Good.
But I thank you all. I thank you for letting me use your airways or your airtime to promote this gas giveaway. And it's truly been a blessing just to give the people and hear some of the testimonies that they gave about why they needed gas. And they weren't able to, you know, they're now able to, you know, take the kids to school or run across town and do what they needed to do. So, yeah, it touched some lives, and I'm very happy about that.
And that's what it's about, Jay.
Absolutely.
Good luck.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you all.
Okay. Now, Troy, we have Eartha on the line. You wanna put our other co-host on the line? Eartha, are you there?
Hey,
Eartha, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm on my way to a wonderful young person's wedding. It's so great that these young people are getting married.
Weddings are always wonderful.
I was trying to get y'all guys, you know, on the internet, but unfortunately my technology wasn't working. So I was just getting you guys just on listening mode. I got my gas before I left.
Eartha. Oh, Eartha, you weren't supposed to tell us that because I was right there early and I didn't get my gas. You know. But I did give him a hug for you, though.
You have to do the overnight.
She gave him a hug for all of us, Elaine.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yes.
Eartha, did you say you parked out there last night?
You got to park out there last night, Troy, with, you know, to camp out for all the Oreo games, to camp out for everything else.
Right.
Don't you know you black people got to camp out for gas?
Hold up, Eartha. That's right. Y'all
you know,
camp out
Virginia
for all
and everything
else.
Right. You got to make it all the way down Richmond, Virginia, so that little bit of gas is helping out a lot. So
absolutely.
Again, thank you, Jay Gordon, for doing his giveaway. And just wanted to touch base with you guys, but have a great show, and I'll see y'all when I get back.
See you. Drive safe.
Yes, please. Be safe and have a wonderful time.
It's a globetrotter.
All right, I'll take plenty of pictures.
That's Tighten It on the Move. Tighten It on the Move, guys.
All right. See you later.
All right.
Have a good one.
Love you, Eartha.
All right, bye.
Yeah, I don't know if we have him on the line yet, but we have an artist spotlight. I know Tavon is like, there's a lot going on at this little station.
Steven is on the line, Troy.
Keep it coming.
Steve's on the line?
Yeah, he's on the line. You may cue him in?
All right, we're gonna do a quick. Is Steven there?
I hadn't cured him. You may cue him in now?
Yeah.
Steven?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Hi, Steven.
Hi, Steve. How are
you?
How you
doing, Steve?
Y'all that don't know. All right. For those that tune in, they may know, I've been in radio for some years now, and I've had the privilege of doing, I even had a radio show here, Taboo Ron Cut Radio, and I had the privilege of bringing a lot of special guests, comedians, celebrities, and music artists there. And I know everybody in the station, I guarantee you, there's no one in the station that doesn't like the next group I'm about to mention. How many people remember the group Troop?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Stephen Russell is the lead singer of the group Troop. And
wow.
What a lot of people don't know about Stephen Russell is how many people he's affected behind the scenes from the time of Troop success all the way till now.
Wow.
And continuously being prevalent. He's one of the most phenomenal songwriters in R&B. He's a multi-Grammy award-winning songwriter.
Mm, that's wonderful.
And, yeah, multi. Mm.
Stephen became Stephen became cool and became friends, and he's helped me on different events and at the station here. And we're going to continue that relationship. And I called him and said, hey, I'd love for you to call in the station in Baltimore live and broadcast live across the internet. And this will be podcasting some more stuff. And he was like, oh, no problem. So 10:10 a.m. Titan Movement Radio, Baltimore, worldwide. I'd like to introduce you and thank Mr. Steve Russell. Steve, give it up for Steve Russell. Yeah.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Hi, Steve.
Hey, I want to meet that guy you're talking about, man.
Talking about, make sure you get him. Well, Steve, what have you been up to, man? At least the last time we talked, I know you're always writing, and are you still partners with Chucky Booker?
Actually, Chucky, we're working on a new Troop album, and we're getting ready to get in the studio with Chucky and work on some new stuff for the album. But since I last saw you, I've just put together a TV show myself, Ralph Tresvant from New Edition, Big Bub from a group called Today, and I'll be sure we're putting together a nice TV show.
Wait a second.
Yes, I'm listening carefully. Absolutely.
Wow. Big Bub is from Today. And Steve Russell, I'll be sure Ralph Tresvant, Big Bub, and Steve Russell have a TV show coming out.
Wow.
Oh, it's exclusive and stuff.
Yeah. I've got Dwayne Wiggins from Tony.
Wow.
Oh, nice. And Dwayne.
Wow.
My name is Dwayne. It's Dwayne Wiggins from Tony.
Y'all don't know that. It's going to be pretty nice. And I've still been writing and producing, you know. I'm a part of the Underdog, so I'm always writing and producing on something.
Yeah, well, give the folks, and I'll hit on a couple of things. And also, we have a special exclusive today. I think we emailed it over, had an exclusive. This has never been heard before on the radio, right?
Right.
Oh, I feel so privileged.
Troop's new single coming out. It's called Disappear?
Yes.
Yeah, so we're going to get to that in a little bit. But just give them a taste. Tell us about some of the people you've written for that people may not even know that you've written for.
There's a group called B2K that was really popular several years back, a young group called
B2K. B2K.
Remember them.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote and produced Got to Be and Why I Love You for them. Ruben Studder. I got my Grammy with Jennifer Hudson. Chris Brown, I've written and produced on all of Chris Brown's albums, Take You Down, No Air for Jordan Sparks, Chris Brown, Charlie Wilson, Just Can't Live Without You, Homeless. Mm.
Charlie Wilson?
There you go again.
Let me let you know, Steven. Steve, let me let you know. This is these are beautiful. Beautiful women in the studio. But these women are also, and they don't care if I tell their age because you never know. These women are also 40 and open. So when you mention stuff like Charlie Wilson, and you hear them,
Lord. I don't know about Elaine, but I'm 50 and over, and I'm very proud of it.
Hey,
I don't mind saying that.
I was trying to be nice.
Well, I'm close to 50, but I'm not there yet. But it's coming.
Black, don't crack. But yeah, so Charlie Wilson, you won your Grammy with Jennifer Hudson, B2K, Marcus Houston, Chris Brown.
I won another Grammy with Chris Brown.
Nice.
Marcus Canty. I'm on the new Tamar, All the Way Home.
Wow.
Very talented. He's very talented.
Got a mean resume.
Yeah, absolutely.
Phenomenal. And then, all right. Here. Now, I know it's early in the morning here because it's like 10:25 a.m. here. And we got special guests in the studio. I don't want to keep it too long. We're going to have you do that. I have all my artists in the studio. You already know this. You should know this about me. Sing a cappella. Just to let people know. Yeah, you're a songwriter. But, you know, I mean, people, if you mind singing one of the hits that, a truth hit or something, you know, something that everybody may know, just to know that who Steve Russell is, that he still got chops, he still got it, and nobody can hang with Eddie Kane Jr.
Old Eddie Kane.
If you mind singing a little something this morning, Steve.
Not at all, man. I'll clear my
throat. Turn him up. Turn him up in the studio now. Just make sure.
I've imagined faces of many lovers to ease the pain of having no one in my life. And I'm tired of being undercover. It's time to navigate my feelings tonight. The sky is calm, stars are bright. What's meant to be to be in flight. I relax my mind, be at ease. And let this journey set me free. Set me free. And now spread my wings.
Sorry.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm not really 50 yet. All I can say is, oh my.
Sounds wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
That's 10 a.m. He still got questions live in the morning. That's what I'm talking about.
Could you imagine later on tonight?
Well, now. Right, this is a family show.
Right, okay, I'm sorry.
See what happens to you when you got an R&B singer.
He can be family.
You got an R&B singer, an ex-NFL player.
Anything goes. All right, let's do this because we got a short amount of time, Steve. Thanks so much, man. You want to introduce this song, Disappear, so we can play it for the audience, this worldwide debut?
Listen, this is an exclusive. I'm so excited to be back with the fellas. We got an amazing R&B album. If you're tired of just listening to one song here and one song there, and you're ready to put an album in and listen to the whole thing, get the new Troop album. We're not playing. We're taking R&B back by the horns. This is our first single, Disappear. You know, it's kind of reminiscent of what we came from, emerged with what today is. And this is Troop, Disappear. This is the first single. Exclusive.
Exclusive.
Exclusive. Yes.
I wanted to tell you to put your headphones on so you can hear the show.
Save myself, wanna get out of here, find a place far away from here. Somewhere where all the pain is gone, like that thing with the fall. Forget it, you never answer none of my calls. And I ain't calling you no more. So I'm leaving for my way. The way I feel inside makes me wanna hide. Wings up and fly. Go somewhere up high. Somewhere up high. Just disappear.
This is hard, it's so unfair. Look, I'm not there.
I might as well get away. Take away my face, change everything. Even get a brand new name. Erase my every trace. Take away this every day. Change my heart's position. That's my new intention. Pain, I'm gonna miss ya. Soon as sun up, I'll be gone. And you will never see me again. Since you don't want me here, I'm just gonna disappear. Oh, ain't no more hanging around. Ain't no more hanging around. Disappear to a better life. My wings are. hanging around.
All right.
All right.
That was nice.
All right. Well, now.
That was nice. Like
that was very nice. And you heard it here first on Tight Knit Radio.
Thank
That's
you.
Right.
Yes.
Tight Knit Movement Radio.
Yes.
For y'all that don't know, y'all just tuning in to 10 a.m. or online, Tight Knit Movement Radio. That song you just heard was the one and only, the phenomenal group Troop. Lead singer on the air now and songwriter extraordinaire Steve Russell. Steve, that was off the chain.
Yeah, awesome.
It really was.
And real quick, how can people get in touch with you? How can they get your stuff online? How can they connect with you?
The website, the Troop website is troopmusic.com. You can follow me on Instagram at Steve of Troop. You can on Twitter at Stephen Russell, R-U-S-E-L. And,
R-U-S-E-L, single S, single L?
It's Stephen, R-U-S-E-L, instead of two S's and two L's, it's just one S and one L.
Oh,
and,
okay.
One S and one L. Yeah, I was having a hard time getting back to you. So, Stephen, R-U-S-E-L, one S, one L.
Soul.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
Yeah, on Twitter, yeah.
Stephen Russell of the group Troop. You guys got any questions before we let Steve go? Anything you want to say?
I just want to say thank you for sharing that with us, and you are very talented. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I got to give all the credit to my mama.
Thank you, Mom.
Right.
So whenever you come in town, you know you're going to have to come on to come in the studios personally.
Yes, and bless us with your presence.
That. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
All right, Troy.
Okay, was that too much? Did we do the most right?
We're going to do it right. We're going to bring you to Baltimore right. We're going to make sure we set it up. We might have to have a big old tight-knit concert and have the troop and some other folks in there. But yeah, definitely, man. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it.
For sure.
Okay, great.
Great. Because, you know, the anniversary is coming up, Troy.
So
the anniversary is coming up soon.
Right, February.
In February, so that is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Might have to do something. Well, Valentine's, we'll talk about it. You know, it'd be perfect to have. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Keep us in mind.
Hey,
we'll
Steve, thanks so much, brother.
Thanks for having me. Love you guys. Take care.
Love you too. Thank you.
Yes, love you more. Have a good day.
Okay. All right.
Troy, you want to get into... to the sponsors, or you want Danielle to do her table talk?
Quick shout out. I mean, you guys are real sponsors, so you guys, I want people to hear more about you guys now. But yeah, quick shout out to our sponsors. We want to give a shout out to author with a debut book, Wounds of Deception. Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you, Troy.
Okay. Want to give a shout out to our author, on our debut book. Patrice Tart has a debut book, Wounds of Deception, a phenomenal book. She had a great book signing last week in Virginia, and I think it was, I can't remember what part of Virginia, it's Northern Virginia. She had a great book signing at the Prince William Association of Realtor Facility, and phenomenal book signing, went great. You can reach author Patrice Tart and get her book at www.patricetart.com, patricetart.com. That's Tart with two T's. And phenomenal author. Check her book out, Wounds of Deception. And you can follow her on social media as well on Twitter and Facebook. Also, a quick shout out to Danielle's spot that she gets all prettified at. Stay Tree Spa. Give a shout out to Stay Tree Spa and the folks over there at Stay Tree Spa. You can hit them up. They're over in Essex, Maryland. You can hit them at www.saytreespa.com, www.cestritespa.com. That's saytreespa.com.
And that number, Troy?
You know the number. I don't got the number.
Okay.
I'm doing websites.
She does it on purpose, Troy.
I mean, you know. What's that number over there, Dan? Yeah. What's the number?
That number is 410-574-7722. That's 410-574-7722.
The new millennium. That's how you say it when you don't have the number on hand. The new millennium. I'm all about websites.
And Troy, locally, you know, of course, there's Isis Lounge located at 228 Park Avenue. And, you know, of course, the new 5 Mile House, you know, you guys can go down there on Saturdays. They have comedians down there every Saturday. And then, of course, you have the Felder's House. Linda Felder is the owner of... It's
Linda Felder, House of Etiquette.
Right, House of Etiquette. Thank you, Jordan. Yeah. I lost my words there for a minute. And, you know, she grooms our young girls, you know, how to be young ladies.
That is so important.
Manicure, they do. She teaches them everything. Yeah. And I think that's a good for the community. So you guys can reach her at thefelderhouse.com.
That's right.
Oh, one more thing. I'm sorry. And last week, Troy, Earth and I and Danielle were supposed to go with us last week, but she didn't go.
Thanks.
Went to D.C. We went to D.C.
last
night.
Always stepping out. You don't get her to go.
Well, she was going to go in the last minute. We were like, okay. She was like, it's raining.
Listen,
like,
it rained.
Girl,
I'm sorry.
We have umbrellas, okay? We have tight mitten movement. You know, we on a move, you know? So anyway,
that's
we went
right.
to Razia's.
They're working on me, Troy. They're working on me, okay?
Yeah,
I know.
Last week, and we went to Razia, the Closet Poet. And it was phenomenal. We had
awesome.
An excellent time, yes. I mean, the food was nice. The audience was nice. The whole atmosphere was nice. It was something different. So
Closet Poet.
Yes, the Closet Poet. So I would encourage you guys, and she's in the Hyattsville area, to go and check her out because she did an awesome job, and she's very talented.
That's in Hyattsville, Maryland, our girl Razia.
Yep, Razia.
You should be able to Google Closet Poets online and find out more about it, but if you're in Hyattsville, Maryland, definitely go out and support them.
You talk about a great spirit. Oh, she have a good spirit. She really does.
Awesome sister. Yeah she's definitely a tight-knit member. Big shout out also to our man D Chase, and we're going to get to our special guest in the studio. D Chase and the crew, you know, it's the homecoming time coming up October. Morgan State alumni, some of the biggest parties are coming to the Baltimore area.
Yes.
Love is an annual event. D Chase, I think Zeke Way DeVoe, some of the other people, Morgan State alumni. So you can find out more about that if you look up D Chase on Google, or if you put Love is Love in Morgan State University on Google or Facebook, you can find out more about the upcoming events for homecoming week and homecoming weekend in Baltimore, Maryland. So, and let's get to our in-studio guest, because time is a ticket.
Oh, wow, it is.
Hi, Tavon.
Y'all didn't realize how much time went. We got Mr. Tavon Mason in the studio. Tavon Mason, ex-NFL wide receiver for the New York Jets, right?
Yep. Right on point.
And we want to talk to him about his organization. Tavon, you can reach him online and see more about his organization. It's www.TavonMasonLovesTheKids.org. It's www.TavonMason, TavonMason, LovesTheKids.org. We welcome Tavon Mason to Tightman Movement Radio.
Hey, Tavon.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah. A little crazy. You got in the studio and you got people out of the studio all the way in Los Angeles. Interview, just how we do it. We do it big.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Nothing wrong with big.
No. All right, lady.
Tell us about your organization.
I started as Tavon Mason Love the Kids. I started it in 2010. And how I got started visiting hospitals. I started with the Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. Visiting and taking the tours and seeing the kids. I knew I always wanted to help kids, but I was trying to figure out what mission should I take.
Okay.
So it wasn't until I visited a school and I had seen an elementary school kid that was fifth grade and weighed the same amount as an adult.
Wow.
Right. So that was like, oh, I know which way I'm going. Yeah. So I started to do my mission of getting kids active, eating healthy, of course, promoting education. That's like a real big piece for me. And my slogan that I came up with, daring them to be great.
Daring
to be great, especially with the kind of the mindset of our kids in our city. And I got out doing sports fit days, health expos in the community, different things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So I love that, daring to be great.
Yeah, I like that.
Love
too.
That.
So, but are you locally or are you?
Yeah, I'm local. I'm back home in Baltimore. Another one of the partners not here. My actually vice president, best friend Melissa. She helped push a lot of the things last year with doing a health expo, which was big because she had told me, you know, Tavon, we're going into schools. You're doing the sports fit days with kids. doing exercise, getting them active because they couldn't, you know, recess and gym time.
Right.
You know, her thing that kind of hit me was like, so what about the parents? And I'm like, so what do you mean about the parents? We talking to the kids. We like, you know, the kids got to go home. After they leave you, they got
to
go home.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Right. So if the, right. So if the kids not, if the parents not getting them outside for at least an hour a day or changing some of the things they eat, there's no point. You're defeating the purpose. So
right,
that's
right.
When we came up the Health Expo, and then I also came up with the next thing, kind of like a piggyback off the NFL Play 60, my own 60-a-day promise. And
right.
Getting parents to at least promise me an hour a day they do something active, but together, to get togetherness back. And, you know, I tell people, you know, they can go on the Foundation Facebook page, facebook.com/TavonMasonLoveTheKids, and they can upload their photos of them being active. And that's kind of like my promise, you know, the promise
to
me that's showing, okay, I'm taking Tavon's promise to do something active.
Oh.
And it all stemmed from either personal history, from relatives, you know, passing early. And what I mean early, like middle to late 50s from different, you know, diseases. And, and my dad's side of the family, mama's side of the family grew up in Southern Maryland, La Plata area, in St. Mary's area. And, you know, the way they eat, you know, and it kind of like gravitated onto us. But when my dad passed 2 years ago, that kind of like struck me, like, I got to change some things.
Oh, wow.
You know,
right.
And healthier.
Right. And a lot of people get the misconception, you know, we athletes or we top shape, but a lot of us still eat what we want because our mindset, we go outside, we burn it off, we good. You know, but we don't realize a lot of
storing in your body.
Right. Yeah. And then another thing, I start to see a lot of young kids are having high blood pressure. And high cholesterol.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, so.
And obesity rate is outrageous.
It's skyrocketing. Yeah, so,
you know, a lot of people, the basic things like, I mean, it's phenomenal what you're doing. And a lot of people don't realize, like you said, I know a lot of NFL athletes and have over the years, and especially in my days when I was barbering, cutting hair, I worked with a lot of them. And, you know, a lot of them do eat what they want to eat.
Right.
And they think because they work out so hard, you're not thinking of art. But, you know, it's but so much you can do to strengthen or enlarge an artery.
Right.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Your body can look great. Your arteries can be clogged.
Right.
And
exactly.
But the biggest thing, I guess, is the fact that people aren't, you know, when we were coming up, it was big on eating vegetables, even though sadly in the, you know, black community, a lot of times you cook the vegetable until it's green.
Right.
But that's how you cook it. You got
to cook the protein out.
Cook the greens from, the greens fill the whole pot. By the time they finish cooking, they fill about an inch of the pot.
Right. Right.
That's the good green right there. That's nothing but salt and green.
Right.
The color, you know, but it's one of those things where, you have to get people back and kids back and eating fruits and vegetables because that's a big part of it. A lot of we're not helping the stuff in our body go through. Everything we eat has to be broken down and go through our bloodstream.
Right.
And if your arteries get clogged or you have too much sugar and the sugar drops in your sugar clogs your bloodstream. And it's just like if you put sugar in a glass of water,
right?
You watch the sugar drop and dissolve to the bottom. That's why when people have diabetes and things like that, they're like, well, my feet got numb.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My feet got numb because it's not processing all the sugar and it's probably in the bottom of your body, man.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and but it's what that's what the whole thing of when we call it sugar comes from is because your body isn't producing enough insulin to get rid of the sugar in your body.
And sugar turns to fat.
Right.
And sugar actually everything we eat, you know, especially in some way, shape, or form, turns to a form of sugar or a process so it can go through our bloodstream.
Right.
And it depends, it breaks down so it can go through. So it's one of those things where if people aren't eating at least the proper vegetables and drinking enough water, and everything we drink has, you know, I grabbed a iced tea the other day that I thought was natural and this, that, and other. And I tasted it, I was like, man, this is sweeter than, I turned it around. Yeah. I was like, it's sweeter than McDonald's tea.
Right.
I turned around, 36 grams of sugar.
No, school
we didn't read that. Like, oh,
Troy,
God.
One of the things that you mentioned about vegetables is people normally cook vegetables improperly.
Right.
They overcook them, and once they do that, the vegetable is no good, really.
Right.
It does nothing for your system. People need to understand that once you get past al dente, it's pretty much done.
Right. Mm.
And also water intake. I did a paper on the importance of water. And when I tell you the research scared me, it scared me so bad because I didn't realize the impact that water really had on your system. Mm. Oh, my goodness. It is so important to at least drink your minimum.
Which is what, eight glasses a day? Is it
it's about 64 ounces. Your minimum is 64 ounces. Yes, that is correct. And it is very important that they intake their water. Properly.
So, and then again, Tavon, like you were saying, you know, educating the parents, that's so important.
Right. That's the big thing.
That's so important. So
yeah, that's the big thing.
So, you know, we commend you for that.
Because I didn't have my real turnaround until last November. A good friend of mine, he from the area, Dr. Kurt Tyson, he asked me to come speak at a seminar to speak about my foundation and what I'm doing in the area for the kids are getting active. Because he's a raw food, we call him the raw doctor. He's a raw food vegan. And he had, same when he was talking about diabetes, he went through his trials of almost passing from it. Mm-hmm. And then he went into a little getaway in Arizona. And after 30 days, he cleaned him out of new ways of eating. And he had none of the diabetes in the system anymore. And I started on my raw veggies after that, eating raw cucumbers. And that's another thing. You don't have to cook them all the time. You can eat them raw and still have the protein. And I saw saying myself even slim down more. And I'm like, man, I work out all the time. And even now all the time. But then I still had the same mentality. I still eat this. I'm good.
Right.
You know, man, I had to change it.
But you know, that's why juicing is so good.
Right.
You get all of the raw vegetables in your juicing. Right. Absolutely. Oh, okay.
Right.
Yes.
I need to invest in one of those.
Good.
Yeah.
Great.
All right, and real quick, Tavon, because time is ticking, we got one more segment to do before we get out of here. Give people the information. This is Tavon Mason, ex-NFL player for the Jets wide receiver. He's talking about health, how to get your kids healthy, how to get the family healthy. And the website is www.TavonMasonLovesTheKids.org. How else can they get in touch with you online?
They can go through that. They can go through Twitter at TMLTKF. Also, the foundation page, Facebook page is facebook.com/ Tavon Mason Loves the Kids. Also, the piggyback off the 60-day promise, you know, they can go into, if you have a Nook, a Kindle, or iPad for iBooks, and even on your smartphone, you can download my book, which is Tavon Mason Presents the 60-A-Day Promise, A Guide to a Healthier Lifestyle and Family. And it's a short read, but I get right to the point of how you, in order to be in shape physically, you got to be in shape totally, from your mind, spirit, all the way down. And then also, it put ownership on the parents to start jump-starting by being active for at least an hour a day. Because that's all it really takes. Right. If you look it up, what does an hour a day do for me, or 60 minutes a day do for me being active? And it gives back so much information. And I'm not asking for nothing hardcore. You ain't have to be in a gym like you're a junkie, a gym rat. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just walking together, being at the playground, hiking. You know what I mean? You're still learning. You're pointing out different animals and plants. My main thing with my book, and it's a great family book, is to get the family back together and then branch off with being healthy totally. Not just, okay, I'm going to go lift weights and go run, then I'm healthy. Because a lot of it had to do with your mental state also.
That's right. Thank you so much, Tavon.
Hey, no Troy, before he go, but I have a new, the acronym NFL, I think I like a nutrition food leader.
There
How about
go.
That?
I like
okay?
that.
Yeah, I like that. So, like you know, Troy said ex-NFL, right. but no, I think you're a current NFL.
I thank you. Appreciate
so,
that.
Yeah. I'm nutrition food leader, so that's what the acronym stands for. Okay, how about that, Troy? You like that one?
That's good. Go ahead and put a stamp on that one. I like that. Nutrition food leader. That's Tavon Mason Loves the Kids.org, www.TavonMasonLovesTheKids.org. And you said on Twitter, at TMLTKS?
Yeah, TKF, Tavon Mason Loves the Kids Foundation. So I just broke
Foundation.
It down. Yep.
F as in Frank.
Yeah.
Foundation.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I got videos on YouTube also underneath for TMLTKF TV on YouTube of everything I did, from speaking to kids, Sports Fit Day, and news segment that Sheree Johnson from Channel 2 News did on me. You can find on the web. Like you said, Google. You know, put it in, you'll find it all. So definitely appreciate you guys having me on.
What?
Thank you so much, Tavon. Thank you so much. And before we get out of here, we have, like I said, Danielle Hodges. She has her wonderful table talk segment, the restaurant review from the restaurant tour, and chef she is. So we'd like to hear this because we'd like to know where we can go around in and around town and hopefully eventually around the country. But and some hot spots in Baltimore to get some good food and that you may not have went to yet.
Absolutely. Good afternoon again, listeners, and welcome to Table Talk. Today, I'm going to talk about Phase 10. Phase 10 is located at 885 Howard Street. No. Their number is 410-462-2010. I want to be fair to them, Troy, because when I went to Phase 10, I actually went for lunch, and I was the first customer. And because I owned a restaurant, I understand that whole process. I enjoyed the food. It was good. However, I want to go back to Phase 10 again. I understand that they have a nice jazz evenings. Right.
Yeah, I was about to say, Phase 10, I knew them more for the events than the restaurant.
Yeah. Right, right. But I'd rather go back and give them a more fair interview. I mean, review. Mm-hmm. Other than the one that I did the other day, because that was
kind of a rush.
It was just, I understood the process and why it wasn't quite up to par.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so.
That's good. That's good that people know that, you know, a lot of times, because like I said, you're in the restaurant business. So mm-hmm. you understand that if you go to a restaurant and they're just opening, especially if someone has courteous enough to say, hey, we'll be right with you. We're just opening up.
Right.
And now on the other hand, and this is playing devil's advocate. Folks, if he's supposed to open up at 10 a.m.
Be ready at 10 a.m.
Be ready at open those doors at 9:45. Or right. Be ready to open your doors by 9:45, 9:30. I know it's a lot to say.
Right.
Yeah.
I know Charlie the cook is dragging ass and he's a little slow.
A lot to say, yes.
You know, and it's funny that you say that, Troy, because the young lady was the bartender, the hostess, and the waitress.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Oh, the good thing about it is they don't know. Well, no, but the good thing about it is Danielle can tell you she had a business where, you know, when they were booming, they all of a sudden they started booming, and you still got friends and family working.
Yeah,
and friends and family.
Oh yeah,
especially well they get paid. It's like okay.
Oh yeah,
auntie.
Right. I don't feel like it right now.
So you got to wear several hats.
You absolutely do. You absolutely do.
I know the owner, so I'm cool.
Absolutely. Oh please, we had to clean bathrooms. Okay. Yeah. So I understood the process. So I'm going to go back and I'm going to give them a more in-depth and fair review. However, saying that, I do still want to mention my pick of the month. And my pick of the month is Granny's Restaurant.
Oh,
you like
absolutely, yes. I am giving Granny a 4.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's good.
Absolutely. That's very good for a restaurant. But I did. Absolutely. Absolutely. But I think that their service and their food and their ambiance was definitely deserving of a 4. So I just want to say kudos to Granny, and I'm just once again so proud that Granny is still among us, 108 years old, and that is just wonderful.
And
absolutely, you know, and you know they strive for excellence, and I can attest to that because I went to Granny's years ago, and I could say I didn't like the food, and it has improved tremendously. The last time I went there, I so enjoyed their food, their waffles, and you know Troy. I feel about waffles, Troy.
Right, and she told me when Danielle said the waffles were on point, I was like, "Wow, that's saying a lot."
That
Danielle waffles used to melt in your mouth.
So. Yeah, so
all you know. Talk about that, Troy. I have not had the pleasure.
Right now, I'm about to say, like, hold up,
your
lady.
Still waiting. Okay, so please,
absolutely. So listeners, please go and enjoy some of Granny's good ambiance and food. They're located at 10300 Mill Run Circle. That's at Owens Mills Mall.
Yeah, Granny's.
Yes, kudos to Granny's. And that's it for Table Talk.
Yeah.
Well, of course, you know, I'm not going to say anything. You know, ICE is always available.
Yes.
You know, come to ICE 228 Park Avenue, located right in the downtown area. Like I said, we open 7 days a week, and now the Hookah Lounge is right next door, and it's awesome. It's very, very, very
expensive. So, Elaine, it sounds like you need to have us tight-knit folks at ISIS right. to
Absolutely.
Enjoy your Hookah Lounge,
Absolutely.
And, you know,
Absolutely.
So we can get on the radio and all talk about it together.
And, you know, when the scandals come back on, too, so, you know, we have to do that scandals, that scandal sit-in or conference or whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
A party or something.
Yes, get yes,
together.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Troy?
Okay, we seem to have lost Troy.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It happens. It's in and out. So.
Okay. Well, we were just talking about ISIS, you know, Troy, of course, and then, you know, you have books and stuff, so you can tell us again how, you know, they can get in contact with you as well.
Yes, if you want to have my book, Butt Naked Honest Conversation.
Great read. Great read, Troy.
Did you like it?
Yes, I did. Great read.
Oh, thank you so much.
You sound like you know a little something, something. I don't know.
Well, you know what? You know what?
I've lived a little bit.
I'm always the last one
just
to get something. Okay? I have not gotten a book yet. Eartha was supposed to purchase my book, but I guess I have to go online and get it myself.
Hey, if anybody that wants to get my book, you can. And here's the thing I offer with the book as well. If you hit me up at Troy Rawlings on Twitter or TroyRawlings@gmail.com, however you want to get in touch with me, Google me, whatever, I'll send you a copy of the ebook immediately. Hmm. And then I mail your autographed copy. So you're getting two books for like $12.
Oh, wow.
That's good.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a great read. Conversational Foreplay for Dating. It came from the book tour. I've been from the comedy sex, love, relationship tour we've been doing. And it's kind of based on everything. I didn't know the nonfiction book. I thought it was going to be a series. So that's book one of a series that I'm working on now. So, yeah, it's been fun. It's been real. I've always been a writer and I loved it. And like, anything you have in your mind to do, and this is from with Tavon. You've heard some great people today. J. Wendell Gordon, don't forget Community Appreciation Day.
Yes.
If you have time, www.gordonatlaw.com. Find out where they're giving away the free gas. They're giving away free gas until 4 p.m.
Mm.
So go with it.
Or
until 150 cars.
Right.
Right. Whatever comes first. They might already have 150 cars. Who knows?
And Troy, I forgot one thing. I'm sorry for interrupting, but Pinch of Perfection is going on sale beginning October 1st. Buy two, get one free.
Oh.
So that's www.somethingspecial.com. Buy two, get one free.
And let me tell you guys, Halloween's coming up, so they'll make a
yes.
wonderful Christmas gift.
Yes.
I'm telling you, don't sleep on it, because I'm telling you, I can attest to that. That's awesome.
Thank you, Elaine.
Okay? Hey, special thanks to our crew, Elaine and Daniel, but special thanks to everybody. This is what I was going to say. Special thanks to, you know, J. Wendell Gordon, a lawyer.
Yes.
You know, right there from Baltimore. Tavon Mason, I think you said you're from Baltimore as well. Oh, well,
born and raised.
In Baltimore.
Yeah, born and raised,
you know,
Baltimore.
Tavon Mason, NFL player. Steven Russell, phenomenal songwriter. J. Wendell Gordon, lawyer. We got some phenomenal people doing phenomenal things in our communities. So continue to support them. And thanks so much for tuning in to Titan the Movement Radio. I'm Troy Rawlings, at Troy Rawlings on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter and Google or what have you. And ladies, you want to say anything before we get out of here? I think we got 2 minutes.
Okay, we also want to thank Sanchez. She's behind the scenes. Okay.
Sanchez.
We want to thank Sanchez behind the scenes. She's
yes,
doing a wonderful
thank you,
job. Sanchez. Wonderful job. And of course, yourself, Troy, want to thank you as well. You know, you're doing excellent
Definitely.
Work out there.
Keeping us on point,
so,
Troy.
Exactly. Keeping us on point.
Yes.
Yes. So, you know,
hey,
so we
you
appreciate
guys,
that.
You guys are doing great. Everybody can't, you know, I just thank God for you guys because you took the time to actually learn how to do professional radio and you're not tad stepping, so that's good.
We're trying.
Well, you know, we're learning.
We're giving it a good shot.
Yes. Each week it gets easier and easier.
It is
know?
A process,
yes.
You know, but we're having a great time. We are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, keep check it out. We'll put the podcast up for you guys and make sure everybody has it just in case they missed the show. Thank you so much for tuning in to Titan Movement Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good night.
See you later.
Thank you for tuning in to Tight Knit Movement Radio. For more information on Tight Knit Baltimore, our affiliates, and events, email us at tightknitconnect@yahoo.com. That's tightknitconnect@yahoo.com. You can also reach us at 443-655-7198. That's 443-655-7198. Tight Knit Baltimore, more than just events, solutions.
1010 WOLB, where information is power.